This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Tree Men of Umbois.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Whoa!
Somehow less racist than it seems like it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So these are some Africa boys. I love that they are named Umbois. I've seen the name coming up on the spreadsheet since we started the season. Umbois reminds me of whoa, like yeah. King of the Hill does. You know, the King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jimmy King. He sells butane. He sells butane.
Hank King.
Yes.
It's a crossover from Tekken.
Yes. No, so these guys they serve Umbois, and by proxy the thing that Umbois serves, which is the god of the red flux, which if there is such a thing as a cool phrase.
Yeah.
Gary, I want to talk to you about the disparity between the coolness of a phrase and the actual reality, because I think I found I found the biggest gulf between those.
Okay.
Little Caesars has something in some of their stores called the pizza portal.
Yeah, that definitely did. Like, okay, go on.
And so whatever you're conjuring up in your head is cooler than what this actually is, which is basically
like a web portal. You log on.
It is like a locker. So if you call, like if there's something that you need that is not made hot and ready, or you don't want to interact with the person at the desk, you place an order on their app and you go in, and it's like a locker. You have to type in your little number, and then a door opens up automatically and you pull your bad pizza out. And that is, I wish that they had found a less cool name for something so mundane.
I forgot every word in that sentence as they were stated to me.
Yes.
I literally don't know what the pizza portal is. I know no more than I did at the beginning of that sentence than I do now. Pizza portal definitely sounds way cooler than it actually is.
It's a real shame. And so I just, ever since that knowledge was unveiled to me, I am skeptical. I'm skeptical of cool phrases. So I don't think that the god of the red flux will be as cool as I think it is.
Well, how cool can it be when his whole plan is to turn people into trees for no reason?
Yep.
Are these trees more effective than a person? No.
No.
They less effective? Yes. Very much so.
They're rooted in place. So yeah.
What if we had people who are rooted in place who slowly turn into trees, and until they fully turn into trees, they can limply kind of like push their arm branches at you?
Yeah. So do they gain some kind of like awful knowledge? Are they part of a hive mind? No, not really. They just kind of go insane as they lose their humanity. And are trapped in place. Yeah.
And that part is cool. Like when you get rooted to place and you have to like chop off your legs to live and stuff, that's pretty great.
It's like, what's his name from Fallout, up in the, up in Herald. The Sanctum world. Yeah. It's like Herald. Yeah.
Yeah. That part's really cool. And then just like, oh, but they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then nothing happens. They're just sad. It's just like, this should be a spell.
Right.
Like, so this should just be something you do. Like the curse of the Tree Men of Umbois should be a spell,
mm-hmm.
not a creature really.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so you can lop off the person's legs to halt the process as they're rooted into place. But you know, if you let that happen for 2 weeks, then nothing doing.
Yeah. No amount of Lieutenant Dan will bring them back.
Right. Right. So this feels like it feels like a wish to say, I want to live for 1,000 years, and then the genie turns into a tree. You know,
a tree man of Umbois.
Mm.
Yeah, the Umbois could be the genie.
Umbois is a good genie name.
Umbois, yeah, not bad. Yeah. Also, maybe a little racist. I don't know, man. I don't actually know what what is racist and what isn't about this thing. it definitely feels like with this this name, it feels like, boy, man, the Tree Men of Umbois.
It feels like it's there. If I was a betting man,
There's something not good about this.
Yeah.
I don't really have a stinger for this one or anything like that either. I am saying the one secret is that I am gonna. I read this and I was like, oh, I'm going to make something do this in my tabletop game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to make this be a spell or a curse or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the idea of somebody slowly getting rooted to earth and then not knowing what to do about it,
mm-hmm.
and like calling out to their friends and stuff brings me pleasure.
Especially being out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that. So I'm going to steal that. So at the very least, Donald Wandry. Thank you, Donald Wandry.
Are you going to also use a pizza portal?
You gotta tell me what they are again.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.